Amen. Praise the Lord. Could we all join in with the song this morning and get on one accord, how we would trust in the Lord?
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until forsake you, whatever you're going through, he's going to be right there with
tell
you.
It. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't have nothing to fear. Right. He can give you that spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want you to trust in him.
Amen.
And let him be in the midst. Yes. To let him show you what he can do.
And Sister Mary, you just one day closer to your blessing.
Praise God. Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You know, it was so sad because they keep bringing up my surgery for my neck in 2003. And he kept saying, you understand that, you know, at that moment, they had to do a surgery. There was no if and a doubt because you would have become paralyzed if they didn't. But I keep telling them, I'm not there for the neck. I'm there for my back. And nobody would never touch my neck again. I mean, I walk around with only one disc in my neck now. They pull five out and never put no replacement back in. But since I went in New York and they got me stabilized, my neck and everything, I said I would never let nobody touch me again. But I'm holding on. I've been holding on from 2002 and I ain't give up.
Amen. Keep on holding on.
Amen.
Don't let go.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We thank God for this day and that opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
And his word for his people. God is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
He's wonderful. He's a good God. He continues to bless us over and over again.
Yeah.
As we face the things of life. Please God enable us to go through with them.
Yes.
It's all going on for his glory.
Amen.
This is day 213.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Thank you, Lord.
You ought to be glad in it.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
God, hallelujah.
He has kept us January, the first day of August.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God has brought us through.
Thank you, Jesus.
And over.
Thank you, God.
Around.
Yes.
And God has just taken us to places that we don't even know we've been.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He kept us from hurt and harm and
yes.
and allowed us to go through some things that he has done for his purpose that we may not understand and know why.
Yes.
But we're his people. And we do what he does what he wants to do with us.
Amen. Uh-huh.
It is his joy and his glory and for his pleasure. Praise God. So we praise God for it. Hallelujah. And all within his holy temple, let all earth keep out before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I think y'all standing in the gates of Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time we're going to ask Sister Wayne for prayer.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All that you're doing and all that you will do. Lord, continue to heal, deliver, and make free.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Touch, Lord, as only you can. Heal, Lord, as only you can. Deliver, Lord, as only you can.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He just said thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
To worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Be in your presence one more time.
In the name of Jesus.
We just said thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all you're about to do. Bless the man of God, Lord, as he brings the word.
Yes,
give him a word, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, have an open heart.
Yes,
Lord.
That we may be able to receive the word.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And not only receive the word, but apply the word.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just said thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all you're about to do. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. And thank you for being the great I am.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever we need you to be.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He just said thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Praise God. God is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for all he is and continue to do for us. Praise God.
Amen.
It's time we will have our affirmation of faith. And Elder Bush will lead that man.
Elder Bush. She's not listening. I do it, Pastor. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth. As the scripture has said, we believe in Jesus. That he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life for all true believers. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank God. Been waiting for the prayer and thank Mother Mitchell for the affirmation of faith. As we come to this first Sunday in the month of August, we are here to, first of all, do our Holy Communion. As we do what Jesus said in remembrance of him.
Yeah.
So we come to a time in the service that most important, that another thing more important than remembering what Jesus did. And so we come to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, thank you, Lord.
For dying for us in our stead.
Thank you, God.
We owe the debt that we couldn't pay.
Yes.
And you paid that debt for us.
Yes, you did.
Amen.
That you didn't owe.
Yes.
And so we say thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Remember the agony of your suffering and your rejection by the Father because of the duty that you were carrying out, dying for our sin.
Yes. Amen.
We thank you, God.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
Allowing us to become a part of the kingdom through your word and through what you've done for us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, and we come to say we remember you. and all that you've done for us. I'm grateful to you. Yeah. Go into this Holy Communion. Then came the day of the Passover, that the Passover had to be killed. Jesus said to Peter and John, I'm going to go and prepare the place. I may eat the Passover with my disciples before you suffer. And they said, Master, where shall we go? He said, as you enter into the city, there you meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow that man and enter into the house that he enters into. And when you enter into his house, say to the good man of the house, where is the guest chamber? And the master will eat the Passover, and he will show you a large upper room. There, make ready. And they went as the master said, and found the man at the entrance of the city, bearing the pitcher of water. They followed him into his house and asked for the guest chamber. And he showed them a large upper room, furnished. There they made ready. At this point, we're going to ask that you get your elements together. And are we ready?
Amen. Amen.
And the evening had come, Jesus and his 12 sit down around the table. And he began to say to them, the great design how to eat this Passover with you for our supper. For I not eat again, it becomes new to my Father's kingdom. And he took the cup and he lifted it up and offered thanks. And the bread, saying, this is my body and my blood of the New Testament, shared for you for the remission of sin. This do in remembrance of me. We're not able to bless this cup. We're not able to bless this body, this bread. But we can ask God in prayer.
Man.
And he will do the blessing for us.
Yes. Man.
For he told them we can ask anything in his name that the Father will do for us. As we take up the Lord's body and bread, this will be his body and his blood that will be taken into our bodies, even though it will be tasting and looking like the same as it was when you poured it in the cup and took the bread into your hand. But it's not what we see.
Man.
It's not what we taste. It's what we believe.
All right.
For this is by faith. It will be the body of Christ. By faith, it will be the blood of Christ that will be taken in our body in remembrance of all he done for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And
amen.
And so what we're going to ask, we're going to do when we go in prayer, we're going to ask that you also go in prayer. Mm-hmm. And telling God what you need him to do for you and all for you to eat and drink from his table. And be worthy of what you're doing. Apostle Paul said, if any man is to eat and drink of the Lord's body, let him first examine himself. And then you can take part and drink once you find, get that straightened out. Nobody can examine yourself but you.
Amen.
You're the one that is able to do that. Nobody else can do it. no relative, no loved one, no friend, only you. But only you and God know what's between you and him. So as you go in prayer, believe that whatever you ask God to do for you, it is done.
Man.
Paul said, if we do eat and drink unworthy, we do eat and drink damnation to our soul, not concerning the Lord's body, and we're guilty of his blood. He said, many are weak, sick, and some even sleep amongst us. We're eating and drinking unworthy. So when we go in prayer, ask the Lord to make you a worthy servant, a worthy participant in this communion service. Get your sins straightened out with him, and he will do the rest for you. And so we're going to ask at this time Deacon James Lewis if he would offer us this Holy Communion prayer.
Our Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
I'm before you this morning.
Thank you.
Giving you thanks, Lord,
yes,
for all your blessings.
Yes.
Dear God, we come to remember you this morning. Yes, in this communion service, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you, Lord, to bless.
Bless, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Juice, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
And this bread.
Bless
it, dear God.
Yes.
From the national turning to the spiritual.
Yes.
Yes.
God, as we eat and drink,
let us
clean our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We can eat and drink worthy, dear Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord. We just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, that amen. Take it, the bread. And be break it. Saying, this is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's receive the bread together. Let's eat the bread together. Likewise, he lifted the cup and offered thanks for it. And saying, this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you for the remission of sin. This do in remembrance of me. For as often as you do so for myself until I come again. Drink ye all of it. Let us drink together.
Amen.
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 When supper had ended, the Bible said Jesus took a towel and girded around himself, put water into a basin, and knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet. When it came to Simon Peter, Peter questioned him, without also washing my feet? He said, Peter, what I done to you now, you know not. Hereafter you shall know. Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Peter wasn't trying to be hard at that particular time. And he wasn't just being outspoken, as we know Peter were. But he thought he was going to master honor by not allowing him to wash his feet. But to allow them to wash their feet was to do dishonor to him, because that wasn't the custom. But Jesus said, Peter, if I wash thee not, you will have no parts with me. Peter, at that point, said, wash my feet, wash my hand, wash my head. In other words, people said, wash whatever we want to wash. But he was to be a part of the master. And I believe everyone here want to be a part of him. So when we get the opportunity to wash somebody's feet, do that. God is all about humbleness.
Amen.
Sometimes we get too proud.
Amen.
Sometimes we get too beyond ourselves and we don't want to do things. But
amen.
Amen.
Things we don't want to do.
Amen.
But God's letting them know that you don't get too low that you can't help somebody. Don't get too high that you can't get out to help somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to get your pride out of the way because you got to deny yourself and then take the path up and follow him. So at this point, we're not going to do the feet washing because we're not together for that part, that participation. But soon and very soon,
amen,
we're going to be able to do that.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And God allows us to do that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. And may have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we were in our communion service at this point. Text today has been found in the book of Songs again. Where we were last week?
Psalms
37 and 1. And 2.
Amen.
And then we're going to go to the New Testament and look at Ephesians 3, 20 and 21.
Ephesians 3 and what?
Ephesians 3. Verse 20 and 21.
Amen.
First, we're going to get started with Psalms 37.
Amen.
All right, Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green blade. Ephesians. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
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 Okay, last week we talked about don't worry, God's got it. And we'll tell you we will continue from that to this week. What we're going to say, since God got it.
Since God got it.
I won't worry.
I won't worry.
Since God's got it already. Since God's got it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I won't worry. Last week we instruct you to not to worry.
Yes.
This week we're giving you the response. Since God has it. Because we found out last week also in the message that the battle is not ours.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. And since the battle is not ours, it's in God's hand.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And what God's got in his hand, you can't do a thing about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Nobody is more powerful than him that you can take it from him. Nobody is more knowledgeable than him that you can, you know how to fix it and he doesn't.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
He knows everything.
Yes.
And he knows how to handle everything.
Amen.
So God got it in his hand. God said that he hold us in his hand and no man is able to pluck us out.
Amen.
So since God got you covered, he said, stop worrying.
Amen.
And rejoice in the power of the Lord. Rejoice. Rejoice in what God is able to do for you. Rejoice and know that he is our strength, our hope, our very present help in a time of need.
Yes.
God is all we need.
Amen.
Okay. So don't worry about evildoers. Okay. God got them in his hand.
Yes, amen.
And he's going to handle it because they said they'll soon be cut off.
Uh-huh.
Those that work iniquity, don't get envious of them.
Uh-huh.
Because when we see some people doing things, we want to do it too.
Amen. Amen.
Doesn't matter how good it is or how bad it is.
Amen.
If you got away with it, you're going to try to do it yourself.
Yep.
So that you can get away with it too. What it is, we are thinking somebody's getting something over that you missing out on because and that you ought to, if they can do it, you ought to be able to do it too.
Yep.
You can't do everything for everybody else does.
Amen.
Amen.
You shouldn't want to do everything everybody else does.
Amen.
Amen to that.
All right, so that's like somebody is done jumping off a cliff.
Uh-huh.
And thinking they can fly and fall down and kill themselves.
Uh-huh.
And just because they did it don't mean you probably got there to do it too.
All right. Right now.
I know that's right.
Okay. So look at the law. And look to the hill from which cometh your help, knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So don't worry about these evildoers. God got it.
Amen. Amen.
All we need to do is remember that we need to distrust in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And continue to do good.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We do good for a while. Where somebody else is always doing bad and they say you're getting more blessing than you are.
Yeah.
You get envious and want to go do it too. Well, they run and look how they've been blessed. I'm doing what's right and I can't seem to do nothing, get nothing. I'm in struggling all the time.
Yes.
Okay. Remember what Jesus said to the rich man. When Lazarus begged for his food at his gate. And all he wanted was scraps that fell from the table. Okay. And the rich man didn't give him anything. both of them died. The rich man wanted in hell, yeah, and Lazarus in heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lazarus struggled all his life. Mm-hmm. Born poor and died poor. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Rich man was born rich and died rich. Mm-hmm. But he wound up in hell. So he was getting what he deserved.
Yes.
But Lazarus wound up in heaven and he got what he deserved.
Amen.
And so you got to struggle, let it be.
Amen.
It's going, it's happening for what, for your good.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to get you to where God needs you to get to fulfill his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You were predetermined before you were born.
Yes.
Before the foundation of the earth. You were predetermined to be who God wants you to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to fit in his kingdom.
Uh-huh.
He put out a place in his kingdom.
Yes.
He has placed us there.
Amen.
Okay. Some have to have some rough places. Some have some smooth places. Okay. But it took this and all of the other things to get you where you want to be. So don't worry about it. Praise him in everything. Give him thanks.
Yes.
This is his will concerning each of us.
Amen.
Okay, so delight yourself in the Lord. Find your joy in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Find your joy in reading his word. Find your joy in singing praise and glory to God Almighty. Find your joy and be lifted up to all that he has said and promised you that he will do and has already done for us.
Yes.
And if you just delight yourself in the Lord, he said he will give you the desires of your
Amen.
Heart.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Commit your way unto the Lord. Give up your way and take your tone on the way of Christ. Give up your way of doing things and your attitude of what you got to have. Make that sacrifice for him. After all, he gave his life for you.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Commit your way into him, and then he will bring these things to you. You'll be able to get what he promised when you give your way up for his way. And he shall be with you and take care of you. If you just let the Lord handle the situation for you.
Yes.
And they told you to relax in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just rest in him.
Yes.
Don't rest tossing and turning, kicking and moaning and groaning. But just rest in the Lord. Go to sleep. Know that God's going to take you through.
Yes, it will.
Next time a storm come up, don't stay up watching the storm. Go to bed. God got the storm in control.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
He got it in his hand. By you watching, it ain't going to change nothing.
And that's
that's right.
You can't stop it from doing what he's going to do.
No.
So you might as well go on to sleep.
And that's right.
Okay, trust in the Lord and lean on not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Knowing that God was to have it for you.
Uh-huh.
Not getting angry all the time. Okay. And don't be trying to get back at anybody.
Amen.
Revenge belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So again, the Lord tell you, don't worry about your evildoers.
Yes.
He will take care of them.
Amen.
As long as you're worrying about them, he's going to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you leave it alone, God will handle that. His word is out there and it won't return to him void.
That's right, man.
Okay. So, don't worry about these people that seem to be prospering in their own way. God will handle the situation for you.
Amen.
God is our refuge. Very present help in time of trouble. God is all in all. He's our hope, our peace, our joy.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
Okay, and keep that in mind.
Amen.
God is all we need.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know.
The world got you thinking you got to have this, you got to have that. But God is all that we need.
Yes.
Right.
You know, we used to sing the song, All That I Need, yes. Then Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All he will supply, whatever it is, believe what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And trust in the Lord, knowing that nothing's going to happen to you that God hadn't purposed for it to happen to you.
Amen.
Amen.
God's purpose for it to happen to you is going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, he knows what's best.
Amen.
He knows who holds the future.
Amen.
Right.
He holds the future.
Yes. Amen.
And he knows what's in the future.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. He let you know that you stay low and humble and meek, you're going to inherit the earth.
Amen.
Okay. And you will delight yourself in the abundance of God's peace.
Yes.
Okay. You're going through a lot of turmoil now, but there's a coming a time when you're going to have peace.
Yes.
Somebody said peace in the valley.
Yes.
Someday.
Yes.
So you will have that peace. You can know that peace even now. If you just cast all your cares into the Lord, God will handle the situation for you.
Yes, he will. And
problems will be minimum because you know what the outcome is going to be.
Yes.
And then we're going to win.
Amen.
Okay? Because we just let the Lord handle the battle. Okay? Mm-hmm. Give yourself into the Lord and he'll bring things to pass.
Yes.
For he that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High God shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
If you just dwell in the secret places of the Most High God.
Yes.
Okay. And he will keep you under the shadow of him.
Amen.
In his presence, you have everything you need. Mm-hmm. In his presence, we have peace, joy, and hope.
Yes.
The victory and deliverance. In his presence.
Amen.
Okay. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler. Mm-hmm. And from the nuisance pestilence. So, trust God and stop worrying. God got you. He's holding you in his hand and he's keeping you safe, even though you may not think he is. He is doing it for you.
Amen.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler.
Yes.
So, the word of God is your shield. The word of God is your buckler. He will protect you. He will hold you. He will keep you safely and deliver you safely to the other side. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So don't be afraid of what you can't see, and don't be afraid of what you can see. Don't be afraid, don't worry about nothing. Don't go on what it may look like or seem like. Just go on what the word says. All right, and everything will be all right. Sometimes we can look at the clouds and they can look so bad. But when it gets to you, they don't do anything but pass on over.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every cloud that looks terrible don't produce rain and wind.
Right.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. God will handle the things for you.
Amen.
Reach it, Pat.
God cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings thou shalt thou crush. Truth is truth. Shall be his shield and it shall be your buckler.
Yes.
But thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by day, nor the arrow that flight by night, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. No matter what it is.
That's right.
Don't be afraid. Don't worry. God got it.
Amen.
1,000 shall fall at thy side.
Yes.
10,000 at the right hand.
Yes.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
Yes.
Amen.
God will keep it from even coming near you.
Amen.
God will keep it and protect it and take you through.
Yes.
Only will thine eyes.
Yes.
Shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Yes.
Will you be able to behold and see the reward of the wicked? Whatever they're supposed to be getting, it will happen. For thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High. Thy habitation. Because you've done that, God want to take care of the evil things that come your way. There shall no evil befall thee.
Okay?
No evil. Somebody say no evil.
No evil
befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Okay.
Thank you, God.
Keep your trust in the Lord. Keep dwelling in him. And he will shield you from all these things.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Except those that he purposed to happen in your life.
Yes.
For he shall give his angel charge over you. And to keep you in all your ways. You got goodness. You got mercy. They're both following you. They're following you. David said they're following you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy right there. Comfort you. And to pick you up and to lift you up.
Yes.
To carry you through.
Yes, Lord.
Goodness and mercy is always present.
Yes.
Angels there looking over you.
Mm-hmm.
So, God is present help. God is all that you need.
Amen.
Okay. Look at draw out thy sword and have bent down bow. You cast down the poor and needy and to say such as be of upright conversation. The poor shall enter into their own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And their bow shall be broken. What they purpose to do evil for you, God's gonna turn it around. Can't do anything to you that's gonna harm you, except God allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. Or you allow it to happen.
Amen.
We open up the porthole for these things to happen by the way we believe it and receive it. If you believe it, then it's going to happen to you.
Uh-huh.
You got to believe in your heart and in your mind and know for a fact that God has done it already. Out of his head. So, the battle of the game is Paul said, now unto him that is able. Now unto him.
Uh-huh.
Not Muhammad.
That's right.
Not Ali.
Uh-huh.
Not this one and not that one and not in the greatest thing, but unto him that is able.
Able.
Hallelujah. We're committing these things into the one hand that is able.
Yes.
Man, that's right.
He's able to do exceeding. He's going to be able to do more than what's necessary.
Yes.
Man, that's right.
He's able to do exceeding and abundantly.
Yes.
Above all that you can ask. Above all that we do ask. And above all that we think.
Amen.
He's able to do that and more.
Amen.
He's not going to be doing it just enough to skate by.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
But he's going to do that, that he exceeds it.
And the more, yes.
Go so past what is necessary.
Yes.
And then even when at that part going past what's necessary, he'll do it abundantly over and over again. He keeps filling your basket. He keeps filling your cup. Now that my cup went it over. Okay. Now to him is able to do that. Is able. To do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask, that we ask. So whatever you ask, God is able to do it.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Whatever you think about and don't ask, he's still able to do that too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. According to the power that working in us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now he's giving the power to us.
Amen.
For us to handle all these things.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us the power to go through with whatever we go through.
Yes.
So we should not say, I can't do this and I can't do that.
Got it, Pastor.
Okay. God said, I can't do it. God has already given us the power.
Yes.
And not only that, it said the power that what? Worketh
in us.
In us. So the power's in us and the power's working.
Yes.
We're not allowing it to overflow out of us to do what it needs to do.
Yes.
Because we take over and do it on our own.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But know that the power is in us to go through with whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Our minds will tell us that we can't handle it.
Tell it, Pastor. Uh-huh.
A mind have a faith that we can't take it.
Yes.
Right.
But the power is in you.
Amen.
Yes.
God won't allow the hump come on you. You're not able to handle it.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Sure. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah, because he's able.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God is able.
Yes.
Hallelujah, to do this.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Jesus,
hallelujah. Yes, according to the power that worketh in me, you ought to say. I wish I just had about three people say that worketh in me.
Working in me.
Working in me. God is already working in you. Yes.
Amen.
Let it do what it's supposed to do.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Don't say what we've done. We got an automobile with a good motor in it. Okay. And we put the feet to the pedal.
Uh-huh.
But hold on, I have another foot on the brake. And reverse the motor. The power's already working in us, but we won't let it work.
Amen.
We're holding it still with our brakes down, with emergency brake down and everything else. We're holding it still.
Amen.
And on the motor. Going nowhere. Wasting a whole lot of energy.
Yeah. Amen.
But he's got the power in you, so let it work in you.
Yeah. Amen.
Tell somebody, let it work.
Let it work.
Let
it work in you.
Yeah.
Power is working in you.
Thank
God got it, so let it work.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And unto him be glory.
Yes.
Unto him be glory.
Yes.
In the church.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
By Christ Jesus. Now the church is you.
Amen.
Okay. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Throughout, not just yesterday, not just today, but throughout eternity.
Amen.
Yes.
Working throughout all ages, through eternity, and the world without an end.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God got it. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Amen. I won't worry about it.
So what if this
meeting? He is my deliverer.
Amen.
He is my hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's my joy.
Amen.
God got it.
God got
it. Amen. Just Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, of course. God, the power that's in you now.
Yes,
through you, Jesus.
To work in you.
Amen.
The point that we don't doubt.
Amen.
We don't complain.
Tell it. Amen.
Just thank God.
Amen. That's right.
Thanks being as well Amen. As they are. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Lord, I thank
Amen.
You.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now
thank
you, Jesus. Unto him that is able
Amen.
To do it. He's able to do it.
Amen.
But we refuse to accept it.
Tell it.
We're able to help. He's able to help us, but we refuse to allow him.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he told us not to worry about it, and we're going to worry about it anyway, so that means we're refusing his help.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's
tell
all.
It, Pastor.
Glory to God.
Okay. Amen. Tell three people, I won't worry.
I won't worry.
Amen.
Won't.
I will not worry.
Hallelujah.
Any amen.
I will not worry any longer.
Amen.
I will not worry any longer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had some help out
there. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's able.
Yes, ain't nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, able.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Able.
Thank
Lord
God.
Knows he's able.
Amen. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. He's glory, able. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Pastor, the word you spoke, that revelation you just gave, I could just sit in the, not only in the spiritual eye,
tell
but in the physical eye. When you just
it.
Sit there holding, mashing that gas and holding that brake.
Speak
those
it.
Brakes. You ain't doing nothing but just spinning time.
Tell
it. Sticking up dirt and mud, and you're going deeper and deeper and deeper in
tell
your
it.
Mesh. But when you let go and let God have it,
amen.
The, how do you used to say, the metal to the floor on that gas and just go on.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank amen. You for the word, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you for the word.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen. When I find myself getting stagnated, I can think about that word.
Tell it.
Hey,
yes.
Just put
yes.
your feet to the gas. In the name amen. Of Jesus, don't hold that brake.
Tell
don't
it.
Hold yourself back.
Speak it. Speak
let
it.
God have his way in
amen.
Your life. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And Papa, I still, every time I go through in Bible study, this word still stay with me, Pastor.
Amen.
When you talk about letting that pressure by, release it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory. I still talk about it. I still read. Glory, hallelujah. Every time
amen.
Trouble come away. Every time, ooh, glory, hallelujah. I want
hallelujah.
The hammer. I had to release that pressure.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. And just let the seed ease on us. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for what you do for us.
Glory,
hallelujah. Just feeding our soul. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah. With the word. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Keep us going. But
amen.
We are alone. Glory, hallelujah, in the house. But we know that God is with us. All we got to do is just trust in his word.
Yes, Lord.
Him. Glory, yes. hallelujah.
Speak,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Speak,
right
Lord.
Now, Lord. I can have church right here.
Tell it.
Glory, hallelujah. I can see the Spirit of God. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. We're blessed. We're blessed.
Amen.
We're blessed. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
If the devil try to stop your progress one way, God make another way for
tell
you.
It. Amen.
I thank God for this Zoom. I thank God for this word.
God.
I thank God for the website. I can turn on and get my sermon through the website over and over. Because Pastor, you're right. Sometimes we forget.
Tell it.
Go back. over and over again. We're still in the process. We still got to work. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So glory, just to keep my toes. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm stirred up this morning.
Amen.
Glory, all right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Y'all just don't know how much my soul is blessed.
I used to wear the neck brace.
No, Mary. I'm understand. Huh? You need that work to, you need that neck to sing. No matter what is sitting on the muscles or whatever, look how God is still using you.
Oh, amen. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been through a lot, and I've been through a lot, but I don't complain. I just give it to God, and if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have been here for the things that I'm doing today. I got the faith, I'm keeping the faith because it ain't stopping me.
Amen.
No matter how much pain I get in, I don't let it stop me.
Amen.
Thank you. The only thing, I just couldn't travel like I used to travel to sing, but I ain't stopped singing. I continue doing
praise
it.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, God.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Sister Mary, just continue to work that word. You got to work that word.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You got to work it.
Yes.
And watch God perform.
Amen.
God
be the glory.
God.
Thank you, Mother Stella. Amen.
The church is us. Isn't that right?
Grandpa, Brother Robert.
Louis. Pardon me.
Yes, bad headache things of the day.
Brother Robert,
what's that? Bad headache pain.
Oh. I just went to the neurologist for the headache pain last week. He called it neuralgia. That's what he said was going on with my headaches. The doctor said neuralgia. But God's got it.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm not going to worry about it because God's got it.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
I have had hills to climb.
Amen.
I have had some weary days. Uh-huh. Yeah, some lonely nights.
Yes.
But when I... when I look around,
yes, Lord,
and I think things
are good. Yes, Lord,
all of my good days,
yes,
have I wear my bad days.
Oh, yes,
and I won't complain.
Oh, amen.
Even though my clouds hang low,
uh-huh.
I can hardly even see the road.
Yes.
But I've asked the question, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, why so much pain?
All right now.
But He knows
what's
best for me.
Yes, Lord.
Although my weary eyes, they could see.
Yes, yes.
And I just say,
Thank you, Lord.
I won't complain.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
She's been so good to me.
Yes, Lord.
He's been good to me.
Yes.
More than just the world you could ever be.
Yes.
He's been so good.
Amen.
He's so good.
Tell it.
He dried every one of my tears away. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift up these hands. Thank you, Lord. 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 I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I won't complain.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yes, so
He's wonderful.
Amen.
So much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, you can. We gave it back
to you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're telling God in the name of Jesus to come before you now, saying, thank you, Lord, for this day.
Yes, Lord.
All you purpose for us to go through this day. We thank Him because we know that you got it in control. In the name of Jesus, and we shall come out victorious.
Yes.
Thank you now. So we're giving you glory and giving you praise and giving you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
Having the power already worked in us to overcome.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, that you may get the glory and honor our lives.
Yes,
Lord.
Move on, Brother Robert.
Touch him, Lord.
Move out the pain.
Yeah.
Glory.
Stop the pain, God, in the name.
Release, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To give you the glory. Praise God without pain. In
yes,
Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
thank you, man, for all who
thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. In the body. We command it in the name of Jesus and by the word of God. Loose them and set them free.
Yeah.
Stand this temple of God.
Yes,
this temple of God. Temple of God, and they must say, help them.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus to carry God's word.
In Jesus' name we pray. Bless God.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Was able to keep us and present us before the presence of Father God, may the grace of God keep me, the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and evermore. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.